did you learn maybe about Josh getting to see a whole game with him playing back at safety?
He brings a lot of energy and did some good things. We knew it wasn't going to be perfect, but the play style was something that we liked, and we just got to keep building on it. But he did a lot of things to get you excited. I think if he keeps working hard, we'll see where it leads us. But did a lot of good things the other night.
Plays he made in the run game where he showed up a lot in the backfield and sliced in there, is that instinctive where he just sees it and goes a lot of times?
That, along with film study and putting the time in the classroom, understanding what the opponent is trying to do to you, and just slowing the game down and being able to play fast. And then you let your instincts take over and you trust, you know, what you see, trust your eyes. And that showed up a few times.
With Josh,
a few weeks ago, I don't know how many weeks ago, because these weeks all run together, but you were talking about how Josh was really just focusing on the nitro position, you know, the inside position. But now he's back and played a whole game practically back there. Was there a moment, I mean, or was this kind of his debut that, you know, you just had to hope he could handle it being back there?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, Josh is a versatile guy. I mean, obviously when we played him in Cincinnati, I mean, he did some good things playing that hybrid position for us and did a lot of good things. I think with him, it's being able to settle in and taking some things off of his plate where he can kind of just zero in on one particular one position per se, I think that was probably the best thing that he got out of it. And it slowed the thing, slowed the game down. Didn't have to think as much, and he didn't have to prepare for as much. And so that was a good thing. And a big part of that was getting Morgan back. And he makes things a lot simpler for us when he's out there.
Darren, I was kind of wondering about the same thing. With Josh back, that means Morgan's in the box as the linebacker. Is that a matchup thing? Do you just like to have how that their skill sets, because they seem pretty interchangeable. So
they are, and I think Morgan's played a lot more football for us around here, and when you start making position changes and moving guys around a little bit, the experienced guys, they seem to handle that a little bit more. I mean, Josh is still a rookie, and there's still a lot of things that he doesn't know, and he's kind of feeling his way through, and so we have to be cognizant of that. Obviously, he and Morgan, they can do a lot of the same things, but you like to put that more on your veteran guy, and so that's the way it kind of worked out for us.
Does it help from a communication standpoint to have more?
It does. Ha is as good. When Ha's back there with him, he's got to talk a little bit more now because he's got to make sure that Josh is where he's supposed to be, and they have to communicate together. And so with that being said, Ha's taking on more of a verbal challenge in terms of just speaking a little bit more, making sure that we're all coordinated.
Third down play, was Josh just too far back? You remember the it was like a 3rd and 16. Was it the Golden Tate?
I do. Yeah, it was a cover two, and he could have been tighter on that. And I think that's more of a feel thing. And quarterback gets moved and starts extending the play. I think more than anything else, he's just kind of, it's more of a feel thing. And I think that'll come in time. And those are little things that, because he closed on it pretty good. And I think if he just reacts a little bit quicker, plays with a little more awareness, because sometimes you're back there and you're the last line of defense, you want to be a little more cautious and make sure that you keep things in front of you. And so I think that was a little bit of it. We talked about that play, and that's something that we can improve on.
Darren, a couple of weeks ago we asked you about Ha-Ha having the helmet radio thing. Mm-hmm. I know Michael and I both were kind of wondering if he'd been playing hurt because he didn't mm-hmm. look like himself. And mm-hmm. we're told he's not in the training room, so he's fine. I mean, now without Morgan, it sounds like you guys are going to go with Blake with the helmet thing.
I'm not sure on it. I think that's still up in the air. And I think both of those guys can handle it. Again, obviously, Morgan's done it the most, but those guys have been here now, and I think whatever decision we make in regards to that, I think it'll be fine.
So do you think that in some ways that was an adjustment for Ha-Ha when he did get it? And I guess I'm just wondering how you start seeing the plays that made him a Pro Bowler and made him an impact player last year, because there haven't been a lot of those through the first 15. Mm-hmm.
There's been some, not as much, I guess, probably, and it's still early, and we need them because when you are in a situation that you're in, you know, you need your guys to step up and make plays. And you got to be careful that you don't take liberties and put the defense at risk. But we certainly need all of our players, all of our top players in particular, to step up and help us out and try to pick up the slack a little bit. And so we need him. We need all of our guys on defense. And I don't have to name any names, but you guys know who we look to when it comes to making plays for us and so forth. And he's certainly one of them. And we got 8 games left to go, and we got to somehow get this one here in Chicago and hopefully build off of that.